Some difficult truths to start with. It's a broad brush, the title of this piece, and I think it's a little over-optimistic in many ways. Let's start with the big one. There is no magic bullet. I have no way, in fact, nobody has any way of making sure you capture all the knowledge, or sorry, retain business capital, is the latest phrase, obviously, from people who are leaving. Okay, I have no one way of helping you do that. And coming looking for that, you're going to be disappointed. The answers I do have may not work for you anyway. One thing we know about complex situations is that the slightest difference right at the start, in the starting conditions, may produce radically different results. It's something I see a lot when I'm talking to people about culture and communications. Something that happened years ago in one organization completely invalidates an approach by another one. So don't underestimate the way that will work. The other thing I'd say is, particularly if you're facing issues right now about redundancies and retiring, it may already be too late. Sorry, but I didn't mean to start on a very negative vibe, but you know, that's the way it kind of goes. Sometimes I think it's important to have these things. However, there is one really big piece of bad news that I wanted to put up front right away. If by retaining business capital you actually mean capturing their knowledge for us all to use, you're doomed before you start. Okay? Because frankly, we all interpret that as you're going to try and suck my brains out so that the organization doesn't need me anymore. It's the place a lot of people go with. Now, I'm sure, as educated people who are working in this field, that's not your intention. You don't want to suck anyone's brains out. Well, okay, one or two. But for the most part, that's not what you're about. People will sense, people know when that's your intention, and they will react accordingly. Any pretense of something different won't work. So if you came hoping to come away with the one recipe and the process or product indeed or whatever that's going to make sure you capture everything before they get out the door for the very last time and pick up their retirement payment or their redundancy payment, I'm afraid you need to bury that idea now. And if you want to get up and leave the room at this point, I'd be quite understanding. So, some basic principles anyway, regardless of the situation. We tend to try and capture, and I remember this from my days both in PA and IBM and at UNICEF, what we think are the right answers. And I don't think the right answers are actually that much help to you. I know one of the lines about describing this talk this afternoon was about best practice. I have a real problem with best practice. I'm much more interested in actually what was the almost good practice that went wrong. The second time you came around to it, you got it right. I'm running a project at the moment that one of the things we're going to do is go through and go, okay, what went wrong? But actually, that's not the interesting bit. What nearly went wrong that we just about pulled back from the brink? Because that's where we're going to get the learning from. I did this in a government department a couple of years ago. We were actually talking about leadership. And they wanted to know, you know, we need all the really good examples of leadership. And we had a group of senior managers around the table, and we said, no, give us examples of good leadership. You could hear just sort of the wind blowing very faintly through the room. At which point we went, okay, give us an example of bad leadership. At which point, the first comment was, that's a really target-rich environment. How long have we got? But the thing is, they learned more from the negative stories than the good stories. And I think that's what we need to remember, is when someone's leaving, get the stories that went wrong. You know, I think about IBM, where I ran their communications in Scotland. The story about the day we managed to turn an announcement of 300 new jobs in the area into the headline story on the television news and the front page of the FT saying that we couldn't produce quality PCs. That's the story that has the real interest, and that was the story that woke everybody up. We need the negatives.